Airline costs are rising faster than inflation. DOT fines Masaba for mishandling disability complaints. And Lockheed will produce a new night vision system for the Apache. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 11th, 2011. There have been some isolated reports of encouraging revenue and passenger numbers from individual airlines lately. But the Air Transport Association of America says costs for the industry in the third quarter of 2010 rose 5% compared to the same period in 2009, outpacing the 1.2% gain in the U.S. Consumer Price Index. The Composite Airline Cost Index remains about 110% higher than its level of 100 that was set in 2000. The three largest components of the index were fuel, labor, and transport-related expense, respectively. ATA Chief Economist John Heimlich commented, quote, "The third quarter results highlight the continued importance of offsetting the rising costs of doing business through operational efficiencies, productivity gains, and diversification of revenue streams. Thanks to a strengthening economy and the continuing efforts of airlines to adapt to a volatile environment, the increase in costs did not stand in the way of profitability this quarter. Nonetheless, with costs likely to continue rising in this period of economic uncertainty, financial discipline remains paramount," unquote. In other words, don't expect to see those a la carte fees going away. The U.S. Department of Transportation has assessed a civil penalty of $125,000 against Masaba Aviation for violating rules protecting air travelers with disabilities. Specifically, DOT says that in 2007 and 2008, Masaba had a number of violations of the requirement to provide adequate emplaning and deplaning assistance, as well as instances where the carrier did not provide the required written responses to complaints from passengers with disabilities, or notify them that they could refer their complaints to DOT. The U.S. Army has awarded a $15 million contract for production of a low-light-level TV capability called VNSight to Lockheed Martin for the Apache's combat-proven night vision system known as Arrowhead. The VNSight Lot 1 production contract for 65 sensors and spares will equip two Apache battalions. It will also provide an initial quantity of cameras and spares to outfit a foreign military sales customer. Lockheed Martin Missiles and Fire Control will produce the VNSight lens and serve as the system integrator, while Lockheed Martin Mission Systems and Sensors in Akron, Ohio, will provide the sensor's camera. By blending VNSight imagery with FLIR imagery, pilots can see cultural and military lighting such as lasers, markers, beacons, and tracer rounds more accurately for enhanced air-to-ground situational awareness and a reduced risk of friendly fire incidents. Up next on ANN, Macaulay will build a new prop for the Predator. 100 RAF pilots are coming to Nebraska for training. And Australia's first Super Hornet squadron is now operational. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Macaulay Propeller Systems has won a contract from General Atomics Aeronautical Systems for testing and production of a new four-blade metal propeller for the Predator B unmanned aircraft system. The contract covers engineering testing and data analysis to support certification, together with the rate production of an undisclosed quantity of the props for delivery this year. Macaulay has supplied a three-blade prop for the Predator B since 2006, delivering the 200th one last year. The four-blade prop will provide the aircraft with better performance in certain operating environments. The props will be produced in Columbus, Georgia. Macaulay is a division of Cessna Aircraft. An agreement has been reached between the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.K. Ministry of Defense that allows the RAF to purchase three RC-135 rivet joint reconnaissance aircraft during the next 7 years. As part of the plan, airmen at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska will train the initial RAF air crews. The airmen at Offutt have the Air Force's only operational RC-135 wing, which is the sole provider of rivet joint initial qualification training. The first group of RAF air crew members are arriving today. Once they're trained, they'll be allowed to fly on U.S. rivet joint aircraft in a process called co-manning until the U.K.'s RC-135 fleet reaches full operational capability. Nearly 100 RAF airmen are coming to Nebraska to train during 2011. The RC-135 has been in service with the U.S. since 1961 and has seen action in every theater in which U.S. forces have been involved since that time. Four new FA-18F Super Hornets were delivered to Royal Australian Air Force Base Amberley last month, expanding the fleet there to 15. The delivery enabled the RAAF to achieve initial operating capability with Super Hornet Squadron No. 1. The December arrival was the third Super Hornet delivery to the base during 2010. Three aircraft in the latest delivery were pre-wired for potential conversion to electronic attack capability during production at Boeing facilities in St. Louis. The remaining 9 aircraft in the contract will be pre-wired in the same way before delivery to RAAF's No. 6 squadron. The Australian government announced in March of 2007 that it would acquire 24 of the advanced Block 2 versions of the Super Hornet, all of which are equipped with the APG-79 active electronically scanned array radar built by Raytheon. Still ahead, EASA approves a turbine upgrade for the King Air F-90. Pan Am's A320 simulator qualifies at Level C. And on the inside, the Earth and Moon aren't so different. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The European Aviation Safety Agency has granted an STC to Standard Aero to re-engine the Hawker Beechcraft King Air F-90 with Pratt & Whitney Canada PT6A-135A engines. This is the same engine that's type certified on the King Air F-90-1. Standard Aero says it's the only PT6A designated overhaul facility that can offer customers maintenance, repair, and overhaul, as well as PT6A engine upgrade options. Manny Atwal, VP of Turboprop Programs, explains the upgrade's appeal. Quote, low cycle fatigue replacement, service bulletin requirements, and customer build specifications are driving up overhaul and maintenance costs. With our engine upgrade program, customers can get a brand new PT6A-135A for a slightly higher cost than overhauling their aging PT6A-135, while increasing performance, aircraft value, and reducing future engine maintenance costs. Unquote. Standard Aero also offers extended warranty coverage to 10 years or base time before overhaul. Pan Am International Flight Academy has received Level C qualification for its A320 simulator. The sim is manufactured by CAE, located in Miami, Florida, and is leased from GE Capital Aviation. It's equipped with capabilities including enhanced GPS and complex wind shear modeling. The A320 is the Academy's first such model, and the 66th simulator owned, operated, or marketed to airline clients around the world. Pan Am International Flight Academy was established by Pan American World Airways in 1980 in Miami, and continued to operate after the airline ceased operations in December of 1991. It has operated independently since December of 1992. And finally today, a team of researchers based at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, has applied state-of-the-art seismological techniques to Apollo-era data and finds that our moon has a core similar to the Earth's, Renee Weber, lead researcher, says modern signal processing techniques were used to improve the signal-to-noise ratio on data collected by four seismometers during Apollo missions between 1969 and 72. NASA and other space agencies have been studying concepts to establish an International Lunar Network, or a robotic set of geophysical monitoring stations on the moon, as part of efforts to coordinate international missions during the coming decade. The team's findings suggest the moon possesses a solid, iron-rich inner core with a radius of nearly 150 miles and a fluid, primarily liquid iron outer core with a radius of roughly 205 miles. Details about the lunar core are needed to develop accurate models of the moon's formation. The data suggests the evolution of a lunar dynamo, a natural process by which the moon may have generated and maintained its own strong magnetic field. Hey, does this mean they'll have to start updating magnetic deviation lines on the Tranquility Base sectional chart? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Doug Stewart of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators offers background on this May's National Flight Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.